bus, and they're moving from Phoenix to San Diego. It's about a 400-mile drive. They know that they must head west. About halfway is Yuma, Arizona, and there's not much there that they want to experience, and they're on their way to San Diego. Can you imagine if they get out there about 200 miles into the desert, and then they get all frustrated because they're not all the way to San Diego, and so they get all disoriented as they argue with one another, and then they lose their way, and they turn around, and they go back to Phoenix? Phoenix, Yuma, 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 Phoenix, Yuma. And then they announce to one another and to anyone who will listen, San Diego is an impossible dream. They say, San Diego is incurable. And we say, no, it isn't. Nothing is. Nothing is incurable. Nothing is impossible. You just got to point toward what you want and keep going. But in order to point to what you want and keep going, you need to have some sense of the direction that you are wanting to go. And so when you are on the highway with the navigational signs, it's easy to know which way is west. It's easy to know how many miles you've gone. It's easy to calculate that distance. That journey is quantifiable, so they don't get lost and they don't get discouraged and they don't get depressed and they don't lose their way and go back and forth. But we see you sometimes on your way from illness to wellness, and you're well along the way. 99.99% of every creation is completed vibrationally before you see the physical evidence of it. So you're well along the way to the manifestation that you want, but because you can't see it, you stop and take score. You freak out when you see the x-ray or you hear the blood test or whatever it is, and you turn right around and go back to Phoenix. And what we're wanting you to understand is that you have a way of quantifying every journey by paying attention to the way you feel. And when you decide that the way you feel matters most, more than everything else put together, and you care enough about the way you feel that you are willing to reach for relief, and further, you're not listening to anybody else and their idea of what you should be thinking and what you should be doing and where you should be going and how you should be going about getting to whatever it is you're wanting. When you begin to listen only to your internal guidance, now it becomes so simple. And we want you to know, everybody has their own stream. Everybody has their own relationship in the stream. All of you have that expanded you, and all of you are where you individually are. And you really can't listen to somebody else's explanation of what you should be doing because they don't know. They've got a whole different set of factors that are affecting them. Jerry and Esther move around most of the time in a monster bus. It's 45 feet long. They tow a car behind it, and Esther is usually driving. And Jerry is in the back with his headphones on, editing something or working on something, and Esther will want to say something to him. She will call him, but he can't hear her, and so she will honk the horn, but she found she was scaring other drivers off into the bushes. So it's a very loud horn. So she found a button that she can push, and when she pushes the button, all the lights in the bus come on. When she pushes it, all the lights in the bus go off. So as the lights are flashing, Jerry knows, Esther wants me. So he puts down whatever he's doing and takes his own sweet time making his way to the front of the bus. And eventually he sits next to Esther and he says, yes. And sometimes she will say, oh, never mind, it was upstream. And we say, isn't it nice that he wasn't sitting right there next to her? If he'd been sitting there right next to her, she would have blurted it out, and he would have cautioned her about her upstream statement, which would have taken her more upstream. Or he would have agreed with it, which would have taken her more upstream. In other words, you just can't talk about something that is upstream without it becoming more. And we say, isn't it nice when you have an opportunity to stop for a moment and consider the direction of your thought or statement before you actually make it? Then you can evaluate whether there is something softer and more downstream that you might take. As you begin to understand that nothing is more important than your alignment with who you are, and you begin to reach for your alignment first, then everything else falls into place. One who's in alignment with Source is more powerful than millions who are not. You are not needing collaborative forces. You do not need to gather together in numbers. When you come into alignment with the energy that creates worlds, when you come into alignment